Disorder by Los Angeles-based band Dot Hacker, which you can find on their website, dothacker.org. Welcome into the playlist. We have a huge jam-packed show for you. Brandon McHouse, he's going to be calling in to talk about his first EP, Late Night. But before we get into that, let's get into this. This is The Bridge by Pedimento, which you can find on their Facebook, facebook.com/PedimentoNY.
Destination. It's not about this is Brandon McCose, and I'm going to be talking with Turtle, and this is the song Late Night.
Late night, you know I had it right. Clenched fist without fight. Sunglasses, no sunlight. Arriving late, I stand in time. Check on the red eye flight, skimming home base just to see your face. Someone please step in line. I'm trying not to leave, I need more time. And you, you can make me feel like I am home again. You make me feel at home again. Have mercy. My sin, stay in tune to my soul within. Moving fast through sliding glass, roll the windows up, give my mind a rest. 5 steps, standing out of my room, trying to decipher doom and gloom. And sometimes I feel so blind.
By Brandon McCose, which you can find on his website, BrandonMcCose.com. How's it going, man?
Really good, thank you.
Yeah, so I hear that you are from Chicago, and tell me about being from the Windy City and kind of how that environment helps you in your writing.
Well, it definitely, there's a lot of movement around me on a day-to-day basis, and there's a lot of cool things to look at. So for writing, it actually is really, really helpful because you can be inspired by multiple things, and when the sun is shining, it is there's a lot of pretty things to look at too, and it also creates a nice atmosphere.
Now, your late night EP is available everywhere. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, and so many other places. How has it been faring out in the wild?
This one came out in mid-January, so fairly recent. I think it's just approaching its third month right now, and I was really excited to get it out. You know, and it's the first time I've released an EP, so, you know, that was a new thing for me.
Yeah, after you released two predominantly acoustic-based full-length albums, you decided to do a 180 on us, and, you know, you started adding, like, electrical instruments and stuff like that. Why was that decision made?
It was always a part of my live show. Producers, typically, that I'd brought into the studio thought I had a niche with the acoustic playing because I was able to play lead guitar really well on an acoustic. So we kind of kept that theme through most of the first two CDs. There was electric stuff on it, but predominantly, like you said, an acoustic thing. And I didn't bring producers into the studio on this EP. I had a real vision, and I knew exactly what musicians I wanted playing on it. And that's why you hear a lot of guitar solos, and it's kind of the other side of me. If you hadn't seen me live, this is a great idea of what some of my more upbeat stuff would sound like.
Do you feel that now you have more of a producer kind of itch that you're going to start producing kind of your next album as well?
Yeah, the first two producers I had were really great. I had no complaints about them. I think you develop your style. You know, I was 19, 20, 21 doing those first two records, and you're learning a lot about yourself. You're trying to develop your own style, and with everything I learned from those two guys in particular, not just to mention the musicians that were playing on the album in general, I felt I was ready to, cast my own vision and not have to be worried about what needs to go on there. And that's why now I'm kind of running my own show.
Now, we're going to hear another song. We're going to have more with my guest, Brandon McCowes. But the song that we're going to hear is Next Three. And this is my only criticism about your EP, which is Next Three should have been the first song. Because I really feel that song is kind of about your other songs. Am I right about that, or am I not?
Yeah, no, you are right about it. And it's funny you said that. It was actually the single that's been going out to radio right now, for commercial radio, and that was the one that we led with. And I don't disagree with the song order that you're suggesting. I felt, Late Night was the last song I recorded. And when you're recording, you get excited about the last one that you just recorded every time. So immediately in my head, I'm thinking, oh, that needs to be track one. But I absolutely understand your standpoint there, too.
Well, let's play that song, and we're going to have more with my guest, Brandon McCowes, right here on The Playlist.
Waiting for so long, where do I stand? My footprints, nothing is clear. Restless at heart, delivered from fear. Thoughts like both pulsing through the net. Give me a clue, a file is fine. I'm standing on a tightrope line. It's circus, this world of me. Illusion, still reality. Waiting for so long. Two steps till the end, now I'm done. Living the chapter for me. And waiting for the next three. Waiting for the next three. Where lies the truth, if truth lies? Never hold your breath and wear the skies. Over time, you will see the color of the canvas underneath. Waiting for so long. Two steps to the end and I'm done. Living the chapters of me. And I'm waiting for the next thing. This world of me. Illusion still reality. Waiting for so long. Two steps to the end and I'm done. Living the chapters of me. And I'm waiting for the next thing.
Hey, this is Brandon McCoes, and if you'd like to hear more of my music, you can go to BrandonMcCoes.com, www.BrandonMcCoes.com.
Turning up vans, domino fade, spinning heads, no one knows what's next. Let's take this slow stride, look me in the eyes. Can't you see me? What I ask in return is take this paper to burn, follow my lead. No more riding, please. Cause the night is all we have. It's really not so bad. What we leave others may have until tomorrow. We can be simplicity.
That was Leave It All Behind by Brandon McCoes, which you can find at BrandonMcCoes.com. And I see that you're into the bro tips, right?
Yes.
I like bro tip 1675, which is putting something up so that you can remember where it is the easiest way to forget where it's at. And that happens to me all the time. Does that happen to you all the time, too?
Yeah, I mean, it happened to me this morning. I put the dog leash somewhere that I normally don't do it, to try to get it out of the way because I was cleaning other things. And then, you know, a few hours later, I couldn't find it. And then I remembered, oh, I accidentally put it away.
Is that a constant thing that you're always trying to improve on, is your memory?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, another thing you can improve on is logging on to entertheshell.com and reading all of our blogs and downloading of the tons of podcasts that we do. And I'll tell you what, if you like what you're hearing and you want to be featured on the playlist, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. Lastly, the last song we're going to hear is Just Say When. And this also has been on commercial radio as well, right?
Yes, that's correct. This was the second release, the follow-up to Next 3.
Well, what I really like about your EP, too, is that, like, all your songs are pretty much radio-friendly, you know? Was that by design?
Yeah, it really was. I you know, I've recorded 20 other tracks that, you know, technically, you know, I've done all sorts of different things, and at this point, I was like, well, if I'm going to create these, you know, I can still integrate my guitar and make them sound radio friendly, or you could even use the word mainstream. And that was a major goal of the EP, was trying to get everything across without having a song the length of, you know, Peter Frampton's Do You Feel Like We Do, 14 minutes, you know, live thing. So,
well, you did it, man. And I've been listening to this EP all day today before our interview. I listened to it, I want to say, at least 12 times. So good job on that. I really kept my attention.
Well, if you need a new one, just let me know and I'll have to send you another one if you wear it out.
Yeah. I wore this one out digitally, but we can wear another one out. No problem. My guest has been Brandon McCose. You can find him at brandonmcose.com, and I'll have all the links to his Facebook and Twitter and everything like that. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we are going to leave you now with Just Say When.
She sits by a window, cool through the night, watches the rain pass her on by. So hard to relax when you're missing what you love. She falls asleep at last, dreams off in a buzz. And please, baby, come with me. I've got what you need. And don't you worry again. Laughing, doesn't quite know why. Replays the memory stuck into her mind. And she feels the world is right, but something else is missing. Baby, know that I am listening. And please, baby, come with me. I've got what you need. And don't you worry. So long to show you who I am.